It's hard to find signs of high unemployment and a struggling economy along the streets of Whiting, Indiana. Local resident Brian Lowry says that is because Whiting is the beneficiary of one of BP's biggest investment projects in North America, the upgrade of the Whiting Refinery.
Thanks to that investment, which is the largest in the state of Indiana's history, yes, we've been sheltered from the storm.
BP is spending an estimated $3.8 billion to increase the refinery's capacity to process heavy crude oil, brought by pipeline from the tar sands of Alberta, Canada.
We have roughly 8,000 folks on site, about 6,000 contractors, and roughly 2,000 full-time employees. So
Brad Etlin is BP's local director of government and public affairs.
There are thousands of people on site each and every day that are out there visiting the local stores, local restaurants. There are significant indirect benefits for the local towns, the local communities. When the modernization project is complete, there will be significant increase in the tax base for some of the local municipalities.
Although most people who live in the shadow of the refinery will enjoy lower property taxes and newly constructed public facilities, not everyone is happy that more oil will pass through the refinery.
Is there going to be a price reduction in gasoline? I don't think so.
Steve Cazell is president of the Calumet Project, a citizens group he says promotes social, economic, and environmental justice. The organization has opposed some of BP's environmental permits with the state of Indiana, citing concerns about the amount of pollution increased refining will create near the facility and along Lake Michigan.
Our concerns is exactly what it's going to be doing to the air, that they're going to be increasing the sulfur by 20%, the particulate matter by 21%, and increased lead by 25% into the air. So this is a big increase. You're talking almost 20% once the refinery is manufacturing again.
BP's Brad Etlin says some of the money for the modernization project is targeted at reducing the amount of pollution the plant produces.
We're investing more than $1 billion in environmental improvements, both at our wastewater treatment plant as well as other parts of the refinery.
Local resident Brian Lowry says that so far he has seen no ill effects.
My children swim safely in the water here. Certainly we breathe the air here with no issues. So as far as environmental concerns go, I don't have any.
The upgrade to the Whiting facility, which produces about 405,000 barrels of oil a day, is about two-thirds completed. BP says the modernization project, which began in 2008, should be finished by 2013. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Whiting, Indiana.